And staying in Canberra, it was show-and-tell time in Senate estimates this morning, with Liberal Senator Bill Heffernan startling his colleagues by producing a mock pipe bomb. Senator Heffernan said this demonstrated that the new security screening arrangements at Parliament House are flawed. A week ago, the security arrangements changed and most staff are no longer scanned as they enter the building, a move that has outraged the mock pipe bomb-wielding senator. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Senator Heffernan can certainly attract attention when he wants to, but this morning he outdid himself.
I bought this through security, a pipe bomb.
It wasn't just the mock pipe bomb, but rustling through a plastic shopping bag, he produced some other items.
I also brought in... When I was a kid, we used to blow stumps out on the farm 50 years ago. We'd get some nitroprill, a quart of distillate, a plug of jelly and a detonator, light the bloody thing and go to buggy. We'd blow a tree the size of this building out of the ground. At the present time, there's nothing to stop anyone from bringing those ingredients in here over a period of time through security. Would you agree?
Well, Senator, under the current arrangements, that is a risk, yes.
His fellow Coalition Senator and Committee Chairman, Ian McDonald, was taken aback.
We just hope you're not getting anything illegal to which we are accessories.
Senator Heffernan wants an end to the trial of new security screening, which means many staff of the Parliament building no longer have to subject themselves and their bags to a check. It's a system which means journalists entering the building to go to the press gallery are screened, but staff of a senator walking in behind them are waved through. The justification is that the staff of senators have already had a police check. But Bill Heffernan says that's no reason not to check people, arguing to the police commissioner Tony Negus that people could be effectively blackmailed into bringing something dangerous into Parliament now.
You're aware of the risk of entrapment, I take it, Commissioner?
Senator, I think probably we would refer to that as compromise, where people could be compromised and asked to do things, if that's what you're referring to, yes.
Yes. If you want to have some sort of a demo or put on a blue, in 3 months' time, you could actually equip yourself inside the building over a period of months by simply doing what I did today.
Well, if you go to your point about insiders who are trusted being compromised, well, that could it's a possibility that could take place, yes.
Tony Negus indicates he's not happy with the new system.
We've been in fairly regular consultation with them through the Attorney General's Department, and of course, I think I said last time I was here that we've briefed the presiding officers of the Parliament on our concerns and what we would put forward as being an appropriate level of security, and those elements are being considered.
The Commissioner assured the committee that he was pre-warned about Senator Heffernan's surprise evidence.
Before Senator Heffernan did produce that piece of pipe, which I think he referred to as a pipe bomb. It was just a piece of pipe, and he did show me that piece of pipe before I walked in this morning and said he was going to use it in some sort of demonstration. But I was satisfied that it was inert. It was just a piece of metal pipe, and that's all it was.
The Senate President, John Hogg, says the controversial trial is partly because of the budget pressures on the Department of Parliamentary Services, which pays for security.
I wouldn't say it was the primary driver. It was one of the drivers. It was a concern to us, as you would be aware. The Department of Parliamentary Services budget has been in a parlous state for quite some time.
The Senate clerk, Rosemary Lang, told Estimates this morning she's deeply concerned at the budget cuts.
You know, you cannot let the National Parliament dwindle into insignificance by starving it of funding. It's simply an unsustainable and impossible situation. The Parliament is an arm of government established under the Constitution, along with the executive government and the judiciary. I mean, to think that any of those arms of government is effectively crippled through starvation of funds is unacceptable.
And that's the clerk of the Senate, Rosemary Lang, ending that report from Louise Yaxley.